Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight A and B edition.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Amy. We decided to give podcasting a crack in the middle of Melbourne's many lockdowns way back in 2020. We are usually joined by our lovely co-host, Sarah. However, Sarah is taking a mini hiatus of sorts, and we wish her health and happiness. We love you, bitch. Please listen to the freaking podcast. What are you doing? Yeah. Anyway, we are powering on, Bianca and I together, arm in arm, like hobbits of the Shire. Did I say that right? I've never
really heard it.
Yes, you did. So strap in, people. We are on the tangent train. Toot. Bianca, what are you drinking?
Well, I am drinking Vinny tea. And it's from it's from the Waipara Valley. Waipara? Because I've been drinking wine, eh? Yes, which is in New Zealand for those who didn't get my accent just then.
That's actually a natural accent too.
I actually went a bit more Maori, a bit more like a big Maori guy then when I was with my accent. It wasn't very natural. But Pinot Noir, and it's lovely, and it's from our wine pyramid scheme. It's great. It's just great.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Well, I am drinking a new one from the pyramid scheme. It is called Mataro by Feet on the Ground. And listeners, oh my gosh. Is this my new precious? For those who've listened to previous episodes of this podcast, Wiley Rooster used to be my precious. Oh, no. Bye. Bye. Bye, Felicia. You are gone. Let me tell you a little bit about what a Mataro is, because I didn't know.
Yeah,
yes, Amy, the wine oracle of all the things. Amy didn't know. I did not know what this was, so I looked it up. Turns out it's a Mudavir. Yes. Yes, so it's a Mudavir, which hails from France. But we also grow Mudavir grapes here in Australia, and it's often usually mixed with a Shiraz or something along those lines. It's usually a blend. But this is just humbly sitting by itself. And listeners, do yourself a favor. Go and get a bottle of 5 or 9 of this shit. It's amazing. I'm obsessed. Just obsessed. So, before I keep going on about this one, add to cart.
Add to cart, sweetie. I'm adding it now, darling.
Add to cart.
Put like a stand by. Add to cart.
Stand by, add to cart.
Yeah.
All right, Bianca, before we go too far down the tangent train, let's talk about what our topic is for tonight. Take it away.
Well, listeners, our topic tonight is gin first.
And you're going to want to know, people, why is it that Amy and Bianca are not drinking gin on a gin first related episode? Oh, well, we'll get there. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry. Yep.
We'll get there.
This will all come to light as the episode unfolds. So, listeners, you know, I can hear you asking, what is Gin Fest? And that is a very good question. I would love to tell you. Originally, the festival was called a Juniperlooza. Say that right. A bit
what did
of
you
a,
call me?
I called you a loser, and you know it.
You're a loser full of gin. Juniperlooza. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of a bit of a stake, I suppose, or a bit of a turn of phrase, I think, on the Lollapalooza American version. And look, as far as I could find, Melbourne had their first Juniperlooza in 2015.
Where were we?
Yeah, so that makes us late to the party. Look, it's not surprising in the least.
It won't be the first time or the last.
No. Yeah, where the fuck were we? Don't know. Anyway. Gin Fest 2022, in a nutshell, here we go. So it's presented by the Australian Gin Distillers Association. They got together 55 Australian and New Zealand craft distillers, giving gin goers the opportunity to meet the people who make the magic and for them to tell the secrets from behind their distillery doors. Love it. So the festival cost between 73.72, excluding GST, and 182.65, excluding GST, Australian dollars per person. So there was varying packages you could buy. Obviously, some included tastings and special little hidden behind the scenes fruit and wine, cheese and wine, you know, things that go together, stuff like that. Sorry, not wine. I'm doing it again. I did this all day at Gin Fest.
Oh, you did. People looked confused and I just nodded like I knew exactly what was going on. So they looked like the idiot. Yeah.
Not once did Amy correct me. So let me
get you back, mate. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Look at everybody else like they're crazy.
Anyway, gin. So, yes, there was different sort of tasting things that you could do. We went with the basic entry, and that's because we're basic. And this year, the festival was held in what locals call Jeff Sheb. Yep. And its boring name is Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, it's Jeff Sheb.
Yep.
So, what did our $74 get us? All drinks on the house. Yeah. This included all gin and tonics, all tonics, coffee and water. That's a pretty good deal.
We had some water and lots of gin.
We also received crystal glasses to keep. Now, funny story, we maybe got two glasses each instead of just the one because we had to go out for a cigarette, right? we know it's bad for us. We don't get at us for it. We know it's bad.
And let's be honest, if we just had to stay in one spot, we would have been dead in half an hour.
Yeah, so we really did need an excuse to go walk some shit off. So, yeah, we put our glasses into our bags and we headed outside. And we come back in. This dude is refilling the table. Went, take a glass. And we went, okay.
And then there were two.
Yeah. So, yes, we got tote bags, which is what we put our glasses into.
They're red bags.
Yeah. Look, red probably, like, I don't like it. I'm not going to reuse it just because it's too bright for me and my palette. It's really bloody red. If it had been, like, maybe cotton or, I don't know, any other colour. It might be reusable. It's very red. It's not me. Yes,
but for marketing purposes, fucking red and fucking yellow really work because people see you walking along and they just say, what is that? And then they look because it's a really fucking ugly ass red bag.
True. And apparently, according to GinFest website, the tote bags are to fill up with gin. Look. Listeners, did we fill it up with gin or did we fill them up with pamphlets and drink recipes? Definitely the latter. Apparently you're supposed to buy things.
I don't, like I've said to you in previous things that we've been to like this, I don't trust myself when I'm there because I like something when I'm there and I think it's the best thing ever. And then I buy bottles of it and I take it home and then I think, oh, God, what was I on? Yeah. Oh, my God. Was I insane? Like, this is disgusting. Why did I buy this? So I tend not to buy. I usually circle back or I find them online and then I go buy them if I still think I would like them.
Yeah, I think that's because of all your walkabout training. You try, and then the next year – you try again and you're like, okay, now I'll buy. But only on the Sunday because you still got to try it all on the Saturday and then again on the Sunday just in case you were too drunk on the Saturday.
And then sometimes what I do is I actually go back to the wineries on Monday on the way out of town.
Ooh, yes.
And then I go, hey, we were here yesterday. I want to buy some wine. And they're very accommodating.
Absolutely. So next I sort of as a full flow into this, talk about some of our background with gin. How did we get into it? You know, oh gosh, Amy actually got me onto gin, like properly. I drunk gin because, you know, gone out with work colleagues and stuff like that. Wasn't really keen on it. But they were drinking Gordon's. And it turns out that I just don't like bad gin.
Yeah, I'm not a Gordon's fan.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Gordon's. I'm not a fan of Bombay.
No, neither am I, actually.
And so, yeah, they kind of put me off. Yeah. And then Amy introduced me to Tanqueray, and my life changed forever.
A whole new world.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, my God. And that would have been, what are we talking? Four years ago.
Nah, a bit longer than that. Oh, no, maybe. I don't know. Why am I talking? I don't know.
It's just because 2020 felt like real long. That was 84 years. So when I say 40, I'll just add on everyone. 88 years ago.
Four regular years and 97 pandemic years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, do you want to tell the story of your mom's birthday?
So Bianca very new to gin and me being an old hand at gin, I was already across what I like and what I didn't like. And I got on to gin because it was a main component of a cocktail that I really liked when I was super hammered in Bora Bora at a Club Med. For those of you who know the little tiny French Polynesian island of Bora Bora, you'd be like, how does a broke-ass bitch like you afford to go there? Well, it used to be a Club Med, very affordable packages, and also an affordable drinking package. So I drank all day. It was brilliant. I love Club Med. Shout out to Club Med. Love you guys. Yeah.
And that's
marry me, friends. I would spend my life in a Club Med if I could. But anyway, I digress. So yep. I was thinking to myself, I didn't think I liked gin because to me gin kind of tasted like weird vodka. And I got onto this particular gin while I was away and got a bottle of it on the way home through customs and started drinking it just on the regular and bloody loved it. Then a few other people said, oh, you like gin, try this. And I'm like, nope, still don't like it. Took me a few years to get away from just drinking that one gin I liked. And now I'm definitely an avid gin goer, although there are still certain brands that I absolutely stay away from.
Yeah.
But that's like any drink. That's like anything. So
it's any vodka, any wine, anything like that. There's certain brands you just cannot go near.
Yeah.
Just look at it and you shudder.
Yeah. And then I think about the time I nearly died.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, Bianca and I being the smart, super smart individuals, we decided that at my mum's 60th, that instead of getting a case of beer, because we thought, well, beer would be good because they're in little bottles, so it would probably slow us down. We thought, once we looked at the alcohol level in the box of beer next to the bottle of gin, we thought the smarter idea would actually be to take the bottle of gin because that actually had less standard drinks, so we would be less hammered. We were wrong. We finished the bottle of gin and we kicked on to beers. So, yeah. Yep. And yep. Bianca's love of gin was born because her brain was still functioning. She didn't want to vomit. She didn't want to. She knew all the song lyrics. Yep. And we were functioning. In fact, we were functioning so well. We kicked on well past the party, even though we were staying at the venue, which was my mum's house. And we decided to get really good use out of the karaoke machine that my mum got until about 3 a.m. Everybody else went home at about midnight.
We couldn't really we're on the floor, listeners. Let me just paint a picture. We're on the floor, lying there on our backs, looking at the ceiling, dancing.
Floor dancing. And I blame the beer. If we could have found more gin, we would have been fine.
That is true. It did float. But
yes, our love of gin has continued ever since because for some strange ass reason, my brain still functions. I don't have that weird fog. I don't have any of that. And I put it down to I drink my gin with tonic and so it's water. Whereas everything else, any other spirit that I would normally consume, vodka or something like that, I would consume with cranberry juice or something else.
Something that's got like high sugar. And yeah. I think that might be the problem, is the sugar element of it, or.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, sugar is the only thing I can think of as the reason why. And gin just so clear.
Yeah.
It feels so good. Brain is so hydrated.
Brain is so working.
Yeah.
So in saying that, we decided that, well, we were adulty enough to be able to handle a journey into the city from our respective homes, and then a journey back on public transport out of the city to our respective homes without getting lost or dying somewhere. We thought gin would be the way to go.
Yes.
So we were excited.
Yeah, I was so excited. The excitement was actually a freaking year in the making too. So we bought the tickets for last year's Gin Fest, which COVID promptly fucking stopped. So we had to wait, and then it got rescheduled for October, and then it got cancelled. So then we're like, fuck. And then it was put for March. We're like, this better happen. I want this so bad. And it did.
We did. We wanted it so bad. We had not really ventured out of the house at all together in such a long time for shenanigans. And we were just so ready.
Yeah.
We were so ready. And alas. Then,
life. Life's just tried that little bit. Like, COVID didn't stop you, but how about me?
For all of those spiritual listeners, you can hear the tone in my voice. Yes, you get down to this level and sometimes you just have to rely on the universe to provide for you. Ask the universe what you want and it shall provide. No, fuck the universe. The universe threw everything at me to try and stop me going to this goddamn event. I had medical issues with my child. I had all sorts of things. Before you go, oh, you're a shit parent, you should have stayed home with your kid. No, it was actually totally fine. We went to the appointment. Turns out it was all fine and I was just panicking for no reason, as per usual. My car shit itself, so I needed to get my mum to come and save us. Oh, yeah, it just was a shit fest left, right, and center. And instead of calming and clearing my mind and dealing with my situation, I went, fuck you, universe. If I'm not going, I'm burning the place to the ground.
Oh, yes, fire dancing. As long as I get to drink gin, it's fine.
So the universe bent the knee and we made our way.
So we both traveled in via train, which also tried to fuck some plans up, where Amy ended up, it was bus trains.
I love bus replacing trains. It actually turned out to be totally fun.
Yeah.
But with my travel experience from 2019, which was mostly dictated by Google and was in Japan with my mother and my daughter, who have the collective attention spans of fish, and I managed to navigate that shit show, I figured I would be fine. This would be fine and nothing is stopping me. I don't care.
Yeah, and we did. And you arrived there before me.
Yeah.
Because I went to leave the house. I ordered the Uber to get to the train station. And I went to leave the house and I was like, oh, fuck, mask. And I spent so much time looking for my sunglasses. And I was like, oh, I'm going without my sunglasses. I'm just going to sit on the train without my sunglasses and I can't sneakily look at people, fine. And
or pass out on the way home, which is what I did. But anyway, we get there.
Yeah, I did. I get into the Uber and I'm just like, I'm so sorry for making you wait. I just was looking for my sunglasses and then I forgot my mask and oh, my God. So, yeah, he's like, oh, I can wait more if you want to look. I'm like, they're dead to me. Let's go. I got to the train station. And I thought, ooh, cool, I just missed that train. Like, it just went, so I've got 10 minutes to the next one. I'll just have a sneaky cigarette. And as I'm looking for my lighter, inside of my jacket, there are my sunglasses. I'm like, you motherfuckers, when did I put them on myself? Who put me in charge of looking after you? I had them the whole time. I'm looking around the house. I'm cursing Lord. No.
Who put me in charge of me? Who did that?
Yeah. So, yes, we did then arrive finally. And, yeah, like nothing much has changed. Like, I feel like things should have changed as far as transport goes and everything like that. Nothing's changed except everyone wears masks. Well, should do. It doesn't always happen.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't happening. I was wearing a mask, and maybe a handful of other travellers were. Nobody else was. So that was fun times.
Yeah, but yes. So we got to the exhibition, the convention centre, right? And took some happy snaps on the stairs, and then we wandered in, and we're like, "Whoa, okay, there's a line there." Is that our line? Surely that's not our line. Keep wandering up. No,
I kept saying it was not because there was a big homemakers centre thing sign there. And we were loudly professing we knew exactly what we were doing. In fact, we had it completely wrong. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thanks, helpful people in the line. You could have tapped us on the shoulder and went, this is the line. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we wandered along and saw, oh, yeah, door 7. So we wander all the way up there and realised, yeah, we just walked past everyone in the line.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, I thought this was a line for that gift wrapping event. I don't know what it was. It was something we decided it was Sarah's event.
Homemaker,
scrapbooking, something. I don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it was our line. So as we're walking back, it turned out that line was moving pretty fucking quick. We actually got to the end of it as we're walking back down. That's great. Yeah, I only had to wait, 5 minutes?
Not even.
Yeah, that was great. And then we realised, wow, there's a lot of gin in here.
Something hit me. Something hit me real fucking hard like a ton of bricks. I just realised because looking at something like that, if we're on a wine tasting walkabout or something like that, doesn't faze me. 50-odd stalls of wine, I got this. This is fine. Then something hit me and I realised, oh, fuck, this is gin.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what have we done?
Yeah, it was a collective realisation of how are we going to do this? Like the knowledge and knowing, reading on a website that there's 55 distilleries, you're like, yeah, whatever. Like easy done, whatever. You walking in there and going, whoa, there's 55 distilleries in here. It's like it's over 300 gins. There is no way you can possibly get through all of them.
Had it been wineries, we would have given it a real fair go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We probably wouldn't have left until we did the last one because we are used to this. That sudden realization that it was straight up spirits, there was no one mixing cocktails. I mean, there was people with tonic water and stuff, but like, little bits, like that was just to like rinse your glass.
Yeah.
So just like, oh no, we're in danger. We are in danger.
We are. Yeah.
And the danger is us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're unsupervised and there's a lot of gin. So
I think I did grab your hand at that point. Oh, fuck, what have we done?
I'm like, you've got 3 hours. You should be fine. Okay. Yep. Let me quickly run through like the 55 distilleries that were there. So it's in alphabetical order, which it was not on the day, and we thought it was, but we'll get into that in a minute.
I was confused. 1919
Distilling, Adams Distillery, Animus Distillery, Artillery, Bass and Flinders, Bathtub Gin Co., Big River Distilling Co., Cape Byron Distillery, Port Holmes, Darling Distillery, Devil's Thumb Distillery, Drinks Plinks, Erp Distilling, Envy Distilling, Esther Spirits, Flow State Brewers and Distiller, Jindu, Great Ocean Road, Hepburn Distillery, Dixon Road, Carew Distillery, King's Cross Distillery, Larrikin Gin, Mount Compass Spirits, Metcalf Distilleries, Mrs. Baker's Stillhouse, Natural Distilling Co., Never Never Distilling Co., Noble Bootleggers Distilling, Organic Bay Distillery, Original Spirit Co., Plan B Distillery, which makes me laugh, Patient Wolf, Poncho Fox Distillery, Prohibition Liquor Co., Puss and Mew Distillery, another one, Red Hen Gin, St. Felix Distillery, Seven Seasons, 708/Gin Brothers, Sunset Gin, No Gum Distillery, Southern Wild Distillery, / Dasher Fisher, Sundays Distilling, Taylor and Smith Distilling Co., Tanglin Gin, The Craft Co., The Gin Boutique, The Still Company, The Farmer's Wife Distillery, Freefold Distilling, Triple G Gin, Turner Stillhouse, Willing Distillery. I know I need a drink.
I feel like as you're listing off those names, they're like the fallen soldiers that have just that we've just decimated. And there should be a trumpet going off in the background or something.
All of these will be on our blog with, I'll try and do hyperlinks to all their websites so you can check them all out.
Yeah, so being just seeing that in one room.
Yep.
Our listeners, you guys predominantly tend to be around our same age and obviously share the same interests of random shit and alcohol.
Yeah.
So you guys would probably have gone to a few alcohol fests in your life. And there's probably reasons why you no longer participate in such shenanigans at our age.
Yeah.
We still haven't learned our lesson.
No. And I never will. Sorry.
No, we never will. So listen to the shenanigans that ensued and go, idiots, glad it wasn't me.
Yeah. Yes. So after stepping into that, yes, Amy did grab my hand. We were in shock. We were scared. Were we going to die? Yeah. Yeah. Were we going to die? Like just, whoopsie, drank too much gin. So Amy came up with a brilliant idea. Go to every third. And it was like, it's fine because it's in alphabetical order.
I needed a plan. And this was the thing. I know a lot of people go into these things and just start like going down the line. But it, like we've been to these things before. We looked around and we thought, yeah, if we go down the line, we're going to get to number 5 and then we're going to be dead. So we need a plan to sort of spread ourselves out so at least we can go into the second row so that we can see all the things and then decide.
The other street.
Yeah, the other street, as we kept saying. The other street. Yep. And we needed a plan because we are logical humans and we just needed a plan for now. It didn't matter how long the plan lasted. That didn't care. Just for now, this is the plan. So that's what we did.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got down a few and then it was 1 o'clock and I'm like, I kind of need some chips. So we went and got some chips. And I'm like, and we sat down and we looked at each other while we're eating chips, like, we're going to die. So we really need to make a plan. Did not realize it was going to be like this. I mean, the thirds, great, but I don't think we're going to make it to Patient Wolf because it's way down there.
We needed a better plan.
Yeah, it was in an entirely different street. It was 2 streets away. It was, yeah, 2 streets away from where we just finished up.
And we'll talk about why we're aiming to get to Patient Wolf later. But anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, after food, we did decide to go down there. And we're like, as we're walking down, that was when we realized it's not in alphabetical order, which really fucked up our system.
Because if you lost count of where you were, you just have to roughly go, okay, well, we were at G.
Yeah.
Cool. So, like, I don't know, there's like 4 G1s. So it's like, okay, where that one, that H1, that'll do. Yep, let's go there.
Exactly. Exactly. We could totally pick up from where we left off. It's fine. Nope. We had to remember which street we're on.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, and did you know, because I've been reviewing video and that we took on the day, which may not ever see the light of day, aside from myself watching it to make myself laugh. But reviewing the video, playing it back as you will, I noticed there were arrows on the floor of what direction we were supposed to walk.
There I was like, arrows?
Fucking, really? Because that was anarchy.
Oh, yeah. Nah. Yeah. Some people don't take direction. The fuck was that?
And I'm like, I'm looking at these arrows on the floor of where, how are you supposed, I'm like, so we were all supposed to be like lemmings just following each other and the person at the front has to go back around again. Like, was that the plan? Was that the plan here, Ginfest? Because it wasn't going to work and quite clearly people just did whatever they want.
And I thought my plan was fucking not thought out that well. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your plan was way worse.
Yeah, because you think if you're in a line, well, you're stuck behind that person in front. If they're standing at one thing and you're like, but I want to get to the next one. to wait for the people.
Oh, we could wait. I definitely could wait and listen to them talk crap to the distiller because they liked it and we didn't. We want to move on. Yeah, that's totally fine. Cool. How long did you think we were going to be there? Yeah. Had you drunk gin? No one was getting through 55 distilleries.
No.
No one was doing that.
Yeah. So I think we should move on to some of the gins that were there. Some of the different tastes and the different styles. And, yeah, Amy, take it away.
The things we found at Gin Fest. So, like I said, I have become a bit of an avid gin fan and have tried quite a few different gins and variations of gins and have a rough idea of how it all works. It's not as good as my wine understanding, but it's getting there, getting better. So most of the distilleries had some pretty standard stuff. So they had a London Dry. They had a Melbourne Dry, which is kind of like the London Dry, but had kind of like a bushy flavour, like an Australiana. That's not a word. Australiana.
No.
Anyway. Yeah, so that had a bit of an Australian feel to it. Then you had your standard botanical, which was very much the juniper, the berry sort of, well, not berry because that tends to be that pink gin, but like I'm talking about the juniper berries. So things that are not particularly sweet, they're a bit tarty and not full on fruit. It's not jammy in house. Yeah. So it has those subtle hints. Then you had the Australian botanical, which was then a little bit more full on with eucalyptus and other Australian flavors, so bush berries and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, that sort of punched you a bit. Well, punch me.
I punched your New Zealand key style, I would say. Yes.
Yeah. Punched my kiwi in the face.
Yeah. Yep. So, and then they usually had a citrus blend because gin goes with citrus. Yeah. Norsley. It is a Norse combo.
Yeah.
Then we were treated to some fun things. There were some fun extras, which we were not expecting. So, a few vendors had some limoncello, which is delicious, and we love it. It's delicious. Well, I love it. I can't remember if you liked it.
Oh, no, I love limoncello.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Because we had a long conversation standing in the middle of everybody talking about why you don't like fruit. I remember that.
I don't really do the fruit, yeah.
This is a whole conversation about that. And then we came across some more heavy flavored gins. So there was one that I was particularly a fan of called Oaked and Smoked. It had the barrely flavors, that smoky kind of like.
I will be talking about that in a bit later.
Had the wood fire notes on it. Yeah. Quite delicious. We found Hot Cross Bun Gin. That's nearly how we died because that was like fortified wine and gin all at the same time.
So good.
It was good. And we thought we found coffee gin, but then when we were researching for this podcast and having a chat about how we were going to present this, we discovered it actually was coffee liqueur. It was not a coffee gin, but I was convinced. Like I was
convinced he said gin. I swear the dude said gin.
And it was actually quite good, although now thinking it was a liqueur, I think, well, yes, of course it was good. Like, if it was coffee gin that good, yes, that was what I was surprised about. And it did perk me up, actually. That did sort of pull me out of my little bit too drunk, and I did feel good after that. We then also found a Maker's Mark gin. So Maker's Mark is traditionally whiskey, I think. I'm not a dark
whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah, bourbon whiskey. Yeah. I'm not a dark spirits drinker, so Bianca is. And as soon as someone put that in her face, she was like, yup.
Give me that. And it was really strong. Like, it goes, it's ridiculously strong. Like, I'll give you a little bit, but it's going to have some kick. I'm like, okay. And, it was 60 proof or something?
70 proof.
Oh, fuck.
Because when he poured it into your glass, I went, I'll have like half of that. Thank you. So, yes, there was some little tipples that we were not expecting, which were quite a delight. So, yes. So, I went through my ugly red bag with Bianca in a podcast meeting over the week, and we pulled out our cards because we were on a mission to pick up all the cards because we knew we'd forget which ones we liked.
Oh yeah, and to my delight, when I cleaned out my bag when I got home. Well, I got home, but yeah, it turned out there was. I got Amy's bag and Amy got my bag, which I can only blame on her.
Yeah, because all your cards were munted because I think there was still gin in one of my glasses and I threw it in there. Sorry about it. So I got the good bag. So winning for me. Yes. So I went back through the cards and I was having a look at the different ones and I was trying to recall what I liked and what I didn't like. So out of the bag, I pulled Sunset Gin. This particular one that I decided I liked because I grabbed the card is called Golden Tommy. And I'll read you the card. It says, this unique gin is a delightful blend of sweet sun, muscats, citrus spice, lemon myrtle with almonds, offering a smooth palate and a delightful creamy finish. I remember none of that. I just remember it was good, so I took a card. Yeah. Yeah. That's all I have for that one.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I've got for it too. Never mind. That sounds about right.
then there was a Sunday Gin. Now, Sunday Gin, I remember liking sort of. They had a Melbourne Dry and I think they had a London Dry. I'm not 100% sure. But all the cards I grabbed were cocktail recipes for Melbourne Dry Gin. So that must have been the one I liked. That's all I can gather from what I'm looking at the evidence in front of me. That's what I've got. So, yeah, not 100% sure whether Bianca liked this one. I just remember, like, the bottles and things like that being really cute and colourful. So maybe that's why I liked it. I don't know. There is a funny story about what happened between the Sunset Gin and the Sunday's Distilling Gin because they were quite close together. We were trying to work out which one we liked and we came up with a way to remember the one that we liked and the one we didn't like, even though I kind of distinctly remember liking them both. But anyway, this is our brains on a plate after too much gin, people. Here we go. Yeah. So which of the ones did we like? Well, Sunday and Sunset sound the same, right? Because had too much gin, Sunday. Yep, same thing. So we renamed the Sunday's Gin Sunrise Gin because no one likes a sunrise unless you're a jogger. And joggers are most definitely likely to find a dead body and they're probably serial killers themselves.
Because because I've watched the video too many times. who the hell is up at sunrise? And why would you make a gin about sunrise? Who's up at that time? And you just chimed in with serial killers.
Because joggers find bodies, so therefore they're probably the serial killers. Anyway, yeah. So obviously we weren't major fans at that point of the Sunday Gin, but I'm pretty sure I liked it. So that's our brains on a plate, people. We were coming up with these sorts of mechanisms to try and remember which ones we liked,
But then in the meeting, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember there was a sunset and there was a sunrise and we're looking through. There was nothing with sunrise.
No, that was made up. I'm pretty sure that was the Sunday's Gin and that was the mechanism we had come up with.
Yeah.
And the mechanism was way more convoluted than just remembering sunrise and sunset. Like it wasn't hard. I don't know why we got so convoluted in it. Yeah. But anyway, that's what gin does to my brain. Then the other one I want to make a mention of is Threefolds Distilling. Now, what I really liked about this particular place was they had a really good limoncello. It's their Australian limoncello, and it's 30% in a 500ml bottle. So, I mean, it's lighter on alcohol, but it's still got a bit of a punch. So just check yourself before you wreck yourself, people. Yeah. You can make lots of really, really good cocktails out of limoncello. The key thing is to get yourself a really good Prosecco because that balances it out really, really nice. So just make sure you do that. Do not skimp on a shit Prosecco. Don't do that. It's not a good idea. Yeah. So they also had two other types of gins. They had an aromatic gin, which had notes of grapefruit, rosemary, and lavender. And they also had a Mediterranean gin, which had notes of olive, lemon, and thyme. I distinctly remember quite liking this Mediterranean gin because it had an olive flavor to it, and I distinctly remember Bianca fucking hating it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so if you're, yeah, if you're not an olive fan, definitely maybe steer clear. I could just imagine drinking a gin with a bit of tonic in it and having a nice cheese platter with some dips, some olives, and some fresh yummy goodness. So that was what I was thinking of. I might have hated that gin. It's just that I was hungry. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. But anyway, Three Folds actually did have some really good stuff. Their bottles are really cute, and I was really actually taken away by the artwork and things like that that go into it. It was, yeah, like bottles and stuff like that. It all wasn't just one standard sort of looking thing. So, yeah, yeah, that's some other little takeaways. Bianca, what have you got?
Well, I'm going to start off with what I mentioned earlier, Patient Wolf. So I am actually 1 degree of separation. So my friend slash ex-workmate slash new workmate. Yeah. There's a long history with my mate Trev and I.
He knows who he is.
Yeah, he knows. Anyway, so Trev is good friends with slash sports ball mates with Matt, who is one of the creators of the distillery. So, yeah, they grew up playing sports ball. Go Sharks. That's Sorrento Sharks, not like Melbourne Sharks or anything like that. Not like South African Sharks. I'm not talking rugby. It's football. Aussie football. God, there's too many shark teams. I just realized. I'm like, hold up. Hold up. We have too many listeners from around the world. No, Sorrento Sharks.
Go Sorrento Sharks.
So I'll tell you a little bit about Patient Gin. Like
Patient Wolf.
Patient Wolf. Oh, my God.
Patient Gin.
Fucking hell. That's great.
I was a gin patient. Does that count?
Yeah. I've been very patient with gin. Gin's been very patient with me too. Surprising.
It's a good relationship.
Kick my ass right now. So Patient Wolf, look, they may have a bar in Melbourne, but to me they'll always be Mornington Peninsula represent.
Yes.
They're Pinot Noir gin was delicious. It was good. It was really good. The Melbourne Dry, look, it's not my thing, but that was the case everywhere. Yeah, like I wasn't a fan of the Melbourne Dry anywhere. It wasn't my thing. It just, the flavours just weren't my palate.
That's okay because
the Melbourne Dry is still a drinkable gin. Don't take my palate word for it, like the not to drink it. Definitely have a try.
And it's your base gin. And same with your London Dry. It's your base gin. So that's what you're going to build your cocktail on. So it's not meant to have any other flavour than this is gin. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it's got for you.
Yeah.
And it's either going to burn your face off or it's going to go down smooth. You got two choices here.
Exactly. Exactly. I also enjoyed their Summertime Gin, which is thyme as in T-H-Y-M-E. So it's got, yeah, a lot of herby sort of flavours in it. That was good. That was a winner.
Mm.
Yeah. We also entered their competition. I did enter it under Friday Night Wi-Fi. Patient Wolf, if you're listening, could I please see my handwriting? I really, really want to see how atrocious I wrote Friday Night Wi-Fi. I should have done the QR code and just typed it in. But I was like, pen and paper. Yes. Who does this anymore?
Yeah, COVID, what is that? It's fine. Yeah. Touch everything that everybody else is touching. This is totally fine.
The gin that was spilling on my hands washed everything away. That killed any.
And I was the mum of the group that day, and every time Bianca came out of the bathroom or picked up like food and then brought it over the table, I was standing there with my hand sanitizer ready to squirt her. Yeah.
This is true. This is true. She also had a sewing kit just in case. This is how Amy travels.
This is how I roll, people.
Yeah. Ever in trouble, find Amy. You can sew a button on. You can sanitize something.
Oh,
she's even got Band-Aids for you. You know?
I am Captain Fix It. You have no idea.
Yeah, I've got I've got two more distilleries that stand out in my mind from the day.
Before we bang on too much about those ones, can I just give a quick shout out to the young gentleman who dealt with our drunk asses at Patient Wolf and all of our questions and the banter that was between Bianca and I and involved nobody else and was quite loud and took over everything.
Yes.
Sorry, and you were very, very nice to us, and you were very, very good about putting a maybe a little bit more than the standard tasting in, and you were very, very accommodating. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, and I apologize. I didn't know who Trev was friends with. I didn't know his name. Like, and the poor boy is like, is it Matt or Dave? And I was like, I don't know. So quickly, like, texting Trev, who are you away with this weekend? Matt. It's like, and that's me yelling. He's trying to serve other people. I'm yelling at him, oh, it's Matt. See? I'm showing him. Yeah. Just not so subtly, looking for free stuff and didn't get any. I understand why. It's okay.
We didn't need anything. We were fine.
We were completely. So, young boy, we salute you.
Shall we?
Yeah. So my next one. Flow State Brewers and Distiller. Flow State Brewers and Distillers is the result of two brothers, Sean and Lee, and their eclectic backgrounds in building, brewing, and horticulture. Together, they bring practical creativity and botanical sensibility to their production processes and drink styles. So what was their drink like? Bloody delicious. Here are my notable mentions. Shardy gin. I was like, these mixtures, they've got me going. I freaking love a good mixture. The cold brewed coffee liqueur. Here it is, people. Man,
this is my dad.
Yeah. Yep, that was awesome. And then my absolute fave, hot cross bun gin. So the hot cross bun is a light citrus flavor. So obviously for the bits of fruit in the hot cross bun. And then the flavor from the oak barrel is toasted marshmallow. Oh, God, I was in heaven. Loved it.
Yeah.
And then Amy's standout from Flow State, I remember vaguely, was the oaked and smoked.
Yes.
I'm glad you mentioned it before because, yes. I vaguely remember you liked it.
I did like it. And it was because when we go wine tasting and when we're on our fortified mission, we tend to, well, we do drink everything, but fortifieds tend to be the main thing that we drink. So that's the palate of the day. Going from gin, straight up gin, to something that tasted like fortified wine was hard. Was just a smack in my face. And it was good. Oh, yeah, it was good. But, like, I couldn't sit there drinking it all day.
No.
I might be able to now. Now I've recovered. I might be okay.
Yeah. Well, the oat and smoked, I had to research these. Like, I had no idea from the day. Like, people, they told us all these things. They were great and we were good. We stood there and listened and nodded at the right time. And, oh, wow.
And asked questions that didn't sound stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's because of the gin, but I still can't remember a lot of it. But anyway.
I munted most of Bianca's cards, so she will have no idea. Yep.
So oaked and smoked, the gin is soaked in an American oak barrel for 4 months. The wood's influence gives the gin a slight amber hue with a surprising depth of vanilla and sweet caramel. It was very smoky. I remember I was like, nah, I'm not a fan of this. It's too smoky.
Yeah,
whereas and you were like, "This is how I died. I love this."
See, I'm starting to appreciate the smokiness of things. Being vegetarian, I don't eat smoked meats, so I'm now starting to appreciate things like smoked feta. Oh my god! Oh my god! I just live in that barrel of smoked feta for life. Oh my god, it's so good. But things that have that subtle undertone of smokiness. Yes, I'm on the train, people. I know I'm late to the party, but I'm here now.
We're always late to the freaking party.
I know everybody was on to smoking things like, I don't know, 10 years ago, but I'm just on the train now, people, okay?
Yeah. Well, the smoking influence, as I found out, is actually introduced using a process of cold smoking ice with maple wood chunks.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it infuses with the liquid as it melts.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't even remember him saying that at all, but that's fancy.
I feel like even if you did say it, we wouldn't have understood what was going on.
No, and I'm pretty like flow state, I think, was one of the last ones from memory.
Oh, yeah, we were well kicked in by that stage.
Yeah. And my last one that I really liked was Bathtub Gym Co.
The last one turns out actually was the first place we went, wasn't it?
Second place.
Second place, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Because this is why we thought it was an alphabetical. The first place was an A and this was B.
Right?
This is where they really fucked us up, people. They did have A and B and then there was a C and then – but it was just anarchy for the rest of it.
And then there was
why?
There was like a random V or something like that, because then as we were looking around, I'm like, oh, it's alphabetical order. And Bianca's looked around and she's gone, nah, fucked ya. It's not in alphabetical order.
Yeah, but it is. And we had this whole argument. I'm like, no, look at it. Look, why is there an A all the way up here when A was way down there?
And then I had to concede defeat. So,
So, yeah, just for the sheer fact, this is the second place we went to on the day. I remember two gins. They do many more than this, but these are the ones I remember. Angry Duck. And this is for good reason. Angry Duck. I just remember an angry duck. It's great. I have a picture of me standing next to the angry duck. So that will go on the blog. So this is a punchy London dry. It's a lot of juniper and a lot of spice. It's the full botanical range that this is off their website. So it's juniper, rose, elderflower, almond, rosehip, coriander, angelica root, cardamom, orange and bitter orange peels.
It'll fight you. But it was good.
Yeah, exactly. It'll kick your ass. But it was really nice. And because I like a London dry, the Angry Duck was just great. Just loved it. And the other one that I really liked was Best Day Ever Gin. And I'm like, yes, this is the best day ever. Absolutely. So
and
this is
it
what's
was.
Yeah, this it's actually what's called a rested gin. So it's pink in colour, and that is from resting on fresh Australian cherries. So then,
yes.
Yeah. And at first, like, Amy had to convince me to drink it. I vaguely remember that.
I had to be convinced to drink it because I didn't like the Gordon's Pink Gin, because that's how I nearly died once.
Yeah, we're a bit worried. Like, anything that's pink, we're like, how much sugar is in you and am I dying
today? Yeah, that will send you into a diabetic coma and me just, like, full-blown insane. So,
Yeah. You can suddenly like hear colours.
I
can see through time.
Yeah.
I'll just find her like down in the Yarra. I am the lizard queen.
Yeah, I'd be talking to the fish that don't exist down there. Yeah.
You just jump off a bridge. Birdman.
Could happen. It's dangerous. I'm not good with those things at all. No.
So, best day ever. The botanicals are juniper, ginger, coriander, cardamom, apple, and finger lime. Mm. So, yes, I'm a big lime fan.
Lime.
It was good. That was really good. So, yeah. And, yeah, that was pretty much our day. We really don't – I don't know if is there any other gins distilleries that you want to talk about?
We went to so many because, as Bianca read out the list, I'm having mild flashbacks. But to be honest, we looked at our tickets and went, 3 hours? This is bullshit. Oh, well, let's just go. And then if we want to maybe have a drink or something until life threw itself at me and I had to haul ass home, we thought we could just wander around. There was a little food festival next door. And we thought, we'll just sober up over here. We'll just have a little snack and then we'll have another drink.
Yeah.
No, we were fucked.
Yeah. It took us 13 minutes to walk there at the start of the day when we were sober. It took us 27 minutes to walk back from there to the train station. 13. Doubled our time. Yeah.
So I will shout out pretty much every distillery that was there that happened to encounter our dumbasses.
Yes.
Sorry, thank you, all of the above. But, yes, there were some really good gins out there. I think for that many gins, I needed more time to space my shit out because 3 hours we just thought, right, we've got to go hard and we've got to go fast. we didn't, and that was probably a bit of a mistake. But we were good about it. We paced ourselves to a point. But yeah. Because it's gin and you want to get through them all and you've got a short window and then 10 seconds later, next minute, you're blind. Mm. So, yes, there would have been plenty out there that were delicious and amazing. Keep doing good work, guys. Love it. Absolutely. But maybe next time we might have to just start picking distilleries to go to and then slow our shit down.
Yeah. Because, I mean, yeah, 12 till 3, it's a good time slot. Highly recommend that time slot. Works out well. Don't have to get up too early. And you're done by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then because I was so blind, and we got to train station. I was home by about 5:30. Passed out in bed by 5:30. That was brilliant.
After a short misadventure, yes.
Oh, it took me so long to walk home. Why didn't I get an Uber from the train station? Oh my god! And the train, I passed out in the train, and then I heard the word "now approaching." Yeah, no, now arriving at Chelsea, and I was like, holy shit, how many times have we been to Chelsea? Like, I just snapped out of it. And I mean, I was like, looked at the time. My first time at Chelsea. Yeah, no, this will be my first time at Chelsea. I'm fine. I'm going in the right direction. Yeah,
I did something similar and heard the train thing go off. And I was like, oh, my God, I was asleep. Oh, my God, I was asleep.
Yeah.
I had my mask on and my sunglasses.
Yes,
so
me too. I was across two seats myself.
Oh, no, I put myself in the single seat down the end so I could hold on to the bar. Yeah.
I just sat with my legs, like, over, not my feet on the seat because I think that's disgusting, but my legs. And because there was the disabled across from me from my little two seat, I had people could walk around, and because I'm only short. And I just leant against the back, just leant to the side, just flop.
When I got off at my stop, my mother and my daughter were there waiting for me, and I decided scalloped potatoes were really a good idea. So I ran across the road to the charcoal chicken shop and got myself a very large serving of scalloped potatoes. Got in the car, and my mum said, "Geez, you don't look too drunk. How did it go?" And I said, "I'm so hammered. I don't think I've ever been this drunk." And she goes, "You're holding it together really well." And I went, "Oh, thanks, mummy."
Yeah, I called my daughter, like, I got off the train, and I'm like, I'm in Frankston. I need to be walking home. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, yep. So I'm just going to walk. I'm just going to talk to you. You haven't left to go to your friend's house yet. Why haven't you left to go to your friend's house? You don't sound that drunk. Like, oh, no, I'm blind. Yeah. And then when she came home the next day, she looked around and it's just close. It was just like this trail of clothes. I walked in the house and got undressed.
Sat on the couch, ate my scalloped potatoes, fell asleep for 15 minutes while my daughter and I were supposed to be watching a movie, and I fell asleep. And then realized it was her bedtime. She went to bed, and then I didn't feel sober until about 11 o'clock. And I binged Inventing Anna, and then I was up till about 12:30. And next day, I felt amazing, people. Yeah. Gin and tonic. Water is life. It's amazing. And day drinking. I basically sobered myself up before I went to bed, and I'd been drinking all that water all day. I was totally fine the next day. I had the whole day scheduled to do absolutely nothing, thinking that I'd be dead. With that sort of mixture of alcohols, like, I know it's all mainly gin, but I knew there'd be a few randoms in there. I just thought I was going to die. No, that's great.
Yeah. No, I died a little bit, I think, because I got home, I passed out and woke up at 11 and vomited. Oh, and I just wouldn't stop. And I was just, oh, God, I was vomiting for, like, hours. So the next day my throat hurt. Oh, God. My throat was so bad that I couldn't eat anything, I think, for like 2 days.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Because it was all scratched up. All chips. It was the chips.
Well, you'd be glad to know when we got one round of chips, and then we went back to the food area and went for some more chips. I decided to try and eat something. So I went for a toasted sandwich. Could not find where I was supposed to toast the things. So I just ate it, and it was fucking terrible. And it was in my bag and I put it in the fridge when I got home. The next day, stuck it in the toaster. Oh, mate, that thing was golden. It was great. I don't know why.
Right. It needed to be toasted.
I should not have attempted to eat it raw. That was silly. I mean, I'm vegetarian, so it's just tomato and cheese. So nothing was going to kill me. But, oh, man, toasted. It was fucking bomb. It's great. And I found half a bag of chips.
Yeah, you did.
Because I bought some from the vending machine and Bianca and I were walking around eating them and then we stuffed them back in the bag when we needed two hands. Yeah. Oh. Yes. Oh. So I had so much fun on this adventure. And Look, I'm not anticipating a great number of listeners to our drunken shenanigans.
No.
But I am hoping that the people that listen to this remember the fun times when we used to, you know, leave the house and go and do fun things with our friends instead of be locked down for 84 years.
Yeah, in crowds without having a panic attack that you're in a crowd.
No, because triple vaxxed and vaccination certificates had to be shown at the door. There was no mask, but I figured, you know, all the gin that I was consuming took care of anything that went inside my body. So it's fine.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, the other thing I found when I was researching GinFest, before we wrap this up, there was a stall there. Hear me out. There was a stall there that did shaped ice and you could buy the ice cubes. Do you think we saw that at all? No.
I don't remember that at all.
No. Apparently it was there.
Oh, actually, and another quick shout out to the lovely people at, I think it's Long Day Tonic Company. Your tonic water is amazing. Thank you. We loved it. Was it Long Day? Long Ray Tonic. Long Ray.
Yeah.
Long Ray's, whatever.
Yeah. Long Ray's Tonic. Yeah.
Yes. That was.
And you can get it anywhere in Australia. I'm not sure if they sell it overseas, but you can get it like Dan Murphy's, whatever. Like
it's yeah. Usually your bottlers will carry it. Have not seen it in a Coles or a Woolies. So, but then again, never really looked for it. So.
No, yeah. Didn't even know it existed. And it is the most delicious tonic. Oh, yep. My God.
Their normal tonic is good. Their sugar-free tonic, which is what I usually steer towards, was delicious, crisp, light, just lovely. Mm. Just absolutely beautiful. So refreshing. You were my saviour on the day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Long Ray.
Yes. So hopefully you'll be able to get out there and enjoy some of these festivals that are happening in your hood safely, of course. Safety first, people. Don't just, you know, run about and get COVID. Gross. Yeah. Anyway, so I had so much fun on this shenanigan rising trip. Bianca and I did not steal a scooter, even though she tried to convince me to. We decided the not
scooter.
To
do that.
Scooter. Let's get a scooter.
Apparently the scooters are not for me.
No. And I'd just be riding on the back and that's how we ended up swimming in the Yarra. That's how that would have happened. So. So thanks, mate. Thanks for organising. Thanks for my birthday present. That was pretty awesome.
Happy birthday. Long time coming, but oh boy, was it worth it.
Oh, so worth it.
The universe cannot stop us from celebrating your birthday.
Yeah, that's the takeaway
from all of this. Or mine, for that matter.
That's the takeaway from all of this, guys. Don't ask the universe. Just tell it to bend the knee or you'll burn the fucker to the ground. That's what I did and everything came off fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Make it submit. That's what you need to do. Anyway, so we are still on the lookout for some topic suggestions from our listeners. If you have a topic you would like us to discuss, email us at fridaynightwinefight@gmail.com. We are also taking free festival tickets from anybody who runs a festival and wants us to be shenanigarizering all over the festival. We can do that. Yes, please, we can do that.
Please, we will do that.
Yes, I'm expecting to get many cease and desist emails.
Good food and wine would be great. Who else? Winery walkabout.
Yeah, let's be honest. We'll go anywhere if it's free.
Yeah, winter wine fest in Red Hill. Yes, just throw them our way. We know what to do with them. We'll give them a good home.
Yeah, we know how to handle our shit. Well. Even if we don't, it's entertaining, trust us.
Exactly.
Anyway, tune in next week for Misconstrued Phrases topic I'm looking forward to.
If
you enjoyed this episode, make sure you tell your friends, tell your mum, and have a great night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.